In today's gospel, Christ celebrates those who turn from sin to do the Father's will. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not,' but afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some of you might remember a little story that made the rounds a few years ago about this man who died and went to heaven. When he got there, he was given a tour of heaven by an angel. And he couldn't believe how magnificent heaven was. Remember, in his letter to the Romans, St. Paul says, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor can the mind imagine the things God has prepared for those who love him." And it was true. Heaven was so magnificent, it was indescribable. But as they're doing the tour, all of a sudden, kind of on the edge of the property, so to speak, they see this big, huge, corrugated steel building. Acres, huge building. So the angel brings them inside. And what he sees there is shelving, one after another row of shelves going from the floor all the way up to the ceiling. And on each of those shelves, there's a whole row of little glass bottles. And in the glass bottles, there are human ears. So hundreds of thousands of bottles of human ears. So the guy says, "What the heck's going on here?" He says to the angel, what's this all about?" Angel said, "Well," he said, "you see, these are the ears of the people who every week went to church and heard with their ears God's word proclaimed. And they heard with their ears God's word explained. Every week, with their ears, they heard that. But when they left church, they never put those words into practice in their own lives. They never did anything about what they heard. So, when they died, only their ears came to heaven. When they died, only their ears came to heaven." Kind of a wonderful little story that illustrates very well, I think, what Jesus is saying to us in the gospel today. He's saying there that it's what we do that matters. You have these two sons, right? Father says to both of them, "Go out and work into the vineyard. They hear that. They hear the father's wishes, "Go out, work." One of them says no, but ultimately he goes. The other one says, "Oh yeah, Dad, I'm happy to go." Doesn't go. So Jesus says, which is the one who is pleasing to the father? Well, obviously the one who went and did what the father asked. So the point is clear. Do we do what God asks? We hear it with our ears. Do we do it with our lives? That's the question. You know, in our own English language, we have lots of different sayings, maxims that make the same point, don't we? Walk the talk. How often have you heard that? Walk the talk. Talk is cheap. Actions speak louder than words, and so forth. All of those statements, we know, we agree with them, don't we? It's what you do that matters. So when it comes to the things of God, it's the same thing. We can know all the answers to the catechism questions. We can recite all the creeds of the church. We can even be here regularly. But if we don't put into practice what we hear with our ears, all of that doesn't count for very much with God. What we do with the Word of God. Let me give you a couple of examples of what I mean. Imagine a teenager in school who comes here regularly, and every weekend, in one way or another, they hear the message with their ears, they hear the message, you will love your neighbor as yourself. Now, we know what that means. It doesn't mean you have nice thoughts about your neighbor. You think nice things about them. You have warm feelings about them. It means that you will do whatever you can to make your neighbor's life better. You'll do what you can to help your neighbor. So the teenager hears this with their ears. But oftentimes when they go home from school at night, up in their bedroom, and they take a break from their homework, what are they doing? They're on their iPhone, body shaming one of their classmates. They're on their iPhone, bullying one of their classmates by body shaming them. You will love your neighbor as yourself. They heard it. What do they do about it? Or imagine any man or woman comes here regularly and hears the word with their ears about taking care of our neighbor. How many times has that person heard, for example, the story of the Good Samaritan? The man stops and helps the man who's beaten up. Others pass by. At the end of the story, what does Jesus say to us? You go and do likewise. They hear that with their ears. Or how many times have they heard the last judgment scene from the Gospel of St. Matthew? Jesus says there, as he divides the sheep from the goats, I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. Welcome into the kingdom. So this man or woman has heard this countless times with their ears, but they never, 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 never give anything to the truly poor. Never. Or imagine, God help us, we're entering into the political season again, right? Imagine the politician who comes to church regularly, hears in many different ways God's word, which says, you shall not bear false witness. Shall not bear false witness. What's that mean? You'll be honest. You won't lie. You won't twist and turn the truth for your own advantage. The politician hears that many times. But every time he or she, Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't make any difference, man or woman, go out on the stump, how easy to misrepresent the truth, misrepresent what they believe, misrepresent what they'll do. Lie about their opponents. You shall not bear false witness. Hear it. What do they do about it? See, we could go on and give all kinds of different examples, other kinds of examples. But that the point is, for us this morning, Are only our ears going to go to heaven? Only our ears going to go to heaven? Let me conclude with a little story, kind of a sad little story, but one I think that makes the point. This little girl, 9 years old, some years ago now, was in the hospital dying from terminal leukemia. All the treatments had failed. All they could do now was to give her blood transfusions to kind of keep her going. So one day a nurse comes in to give her another transfusion. Little girl says, "Tell me, how many more times are you going to give me a transfusion?" The nurse says, well, what do you mean? Little girl says, "Well, how many more transfusions am I going to get before I die?" Of course, the nurse gets a little upset at that. And she says, well, why are you concerned about that? The little girl says, "Because before I die, I want to be a good girl. Before I die, I want to be a good girl." The nurse, you know, thinks maybe she's confused or she's up, you know, and medications have got her upset. And she said, "Well, why do you say that?" The girl said, "Because I haven't been a good girl. I was selfish. I fought with my sisters and brothers. I didn't obey my parents. Didn't do my schoolwork. But before I die, I want to be a good girl." Now, when the little girl finally did pass, the nurse found out she wasn't exaggerating. She'd been a handful, apparently. But she knew. She wanted to change that. She wanted to do something to become a good girl. She had to do something. She knew that. She had to do something. So, what the Lord is asking you and me today is this. What do we do with the Word of God that we hear with our ears? What do we do with it? What do we do with it? You know what I think? I think that if only our ears go to heaven, they'll be pretty lonely without the rest of us. If only your ears go to heaven, they'll be pretty lonely without the rest of you. May God bless you.